What is up, everybody? Oh yeah, it is Mando Friday. That means I'm in my Baby Yoda onesie. This is what I'm gonna do. Eat chips in my Baby Yoda onesie on Fridays. You're listening to the Scavoli Tano Show, guys. I'm your host, the one and only, your favorite white boy, Chris Scavoli. This episode, guys, this episode, let me just tell you, this episode was one of the best Mando episodes I could ever think of. You know, this was a dream episode for some fans, and it is only getting better from here, you know? And this is spoilers, so just so you know, if you have not watched Chapter 11, Harris, I think that's how you say it. If I don't, I'm bad at words. I'm just bad at words. Episode 3 of The Mandalorian. If you have not watched Chapter 11, do not listen to this show. That's all I'm saying. I warned you, and now you can go do something. That's it. But I have two very special guests with me today. They own a very awesome pin shop. We will have them on later next year to the show because they're just amazing people. They're so nice. They're nerds like me, but not nerdish like me, you know, who wears a Baby Yoda onesie just like to wear. I'm just saying, just to wear, you know. Joey and Patty, are you guys there?
Oh yeah, we're here.
We're
How
here.
are you guys?
Great. Yourself?
I'm alive, you know. That's it.
That's
I'm
all
alive.
I
That's all you could be. But before we start our breakdown for this episode, please tell the fans what shop do you guys own?
Harris Hideout.
Harris Hideout. I didn't want to say it wrong. That's why I let you guys do
Good
it.
idea.
That's why. That's why. But how did you guys like the episode? I know we're gonna break it down, but quick little words. How did you like it?
It was awesome. I loved it. I was waiting for it.
Best Mando episode so far.
So far, and it only is getting better, people. It's only getting better. So we start off the beginning of the trailer, like we watched for season two of The Mandalorian. We saw the Razor Crest damaged, and we didn't know how it got damaged, but then we find out in chapter 10, the spider fucking mom just crushed that shit. She was like, You ain't killing my babies, bitch. And she was like, just down, you know, just down with the flow. I was like, all right, mama, all right, you stay back, girl, you stay back. Let Baby Yoda eat one of your spiders, and that's it. That's all we're going for. But the beginning of the trailer, you see the Razor Crest damaged. They're going on the moon Trask. It's a moon planet to bring the Frog Lady to her beloved Kermit the Frog.
It
Such a moment, such love.
really
Oh,
was, though.
it really was. I was a little teary. I was like, she's like calling out. I was like, maybe he didn't even show up. Maybe he didn't even care. You know, I was like, maybe that's the reason. But then I saw them. I was like, this is what Romeo and Juliet felt like when they killed each other. I was just like, it's so emotional. But they hug it out. They had a rocky landing to start it off. We saw like Mando was like, yeah, I got this, and it just went bam, and just fucking died. He asked the calamari for info. They go to a nice little restaurant, and find out that this guy, Mala Calamari, saw some Beskin armor people. And we already know that people had rumors going around that we had Bo-Katan, Sabine Wren, and more Mandos if we don't know of them. So the guy tells them that people with the Beskar have been through here. And Baby Yoda gets attacked. Again, why do you motherfuckers? Can I just say something about you, Lucasfilm? You keep playing with my fucking baby. You think this is a joke? He gets attacked by spiders, and now he gets attacked by a squid. He doesn't know how to defend himself. It's in soup. Who puts a squid in soup? I'm just saying. Just saying. Just saying. So the Mando gets on the ship with the Quarren, what we see in the trailer also. And we're thinking, like, oh, nice sailing boat. Like Titanic, but no, it's not. The Quarren, and this was very stupid. Like, the Quarren goes, oh, we're gonna feed this. What was the monster called? Mama Core, I think. The Core Monster. I'm gonna just name it the Core Monster. He asked the Mando and the child to come see about the Core Monster, how it's being fed. We're not at a fucking zoo. Let's just put it there. We're not at a zoo, people. Like, who would want to see that? I would be in the way back and saying, you got it, dude. You're doing this because that monster was fucking big. Just so you know, that monster was fucking huge. It could have swallowed my whole house in one whole bite. And I was sad. So all of a sudden, again, Lucasfilm, you want to play with my baby. fucking the Quorin hits it like with a baseball bat, like it's a ball, right into the water, and like it's eaten. And then Mando was like, no, not my child. He's like, meow. So he dives right in after the child, and now he's drowning to death because they now the Quorin, the evil monsters of the squid, want the Beskar armor. I don't know why, because if the Mando's dead, he's just going to sink to the fucking bottom. Like, you ain't getting to get it. So all of a sudden, we see some badass Mandalorians, night owls, my friends, Bo fucking Katan. Like, she was whipping ass. She was like, yeah, you kill bitch, I'll kill you. I was just, yeah, chopping people. I was like, yeah, you get her, bitch. And then they say, brother, come on, brother. We're with each other. And I'm very shocked that Sabine Wren was not one of the Mandos. I know I keep saying this on my show that Sabine Wren is Sasha Banks, but now all the haters can hate on me again because I did say this. I'm very sorry if I got that wrong, but my sources have said still Sabine Wren is in it, just not played by Sasha Banks. I don't know who she's played. I thought Sasha Banks would have been a great, great Sabine Wren because they do have the hair dye colors, and it just it would have just been great just to see that. But I don't know who plays Sabine Wren. So don't hate or throw pineapples at my house because I've seen that going around, people. I don't want your fruit. Don't want it. So where am I in my notes? All right, here we go. All right, Bo-Katan comes. They remove their helmets, and the Mando's upset. Like, what the fuck, man? Why, you're not real Mandos if you remove your helmet. So Bo says it's been in 3 generations of hers, which it has. Clan, I'm going to say this wrong, but Joey or Patty, you can help me with it. Clan Kress? Is that how it... Say that again, Joey?
Krees.
Clan Krees. And we've seen it in the Clone Wars and Rebels. We've seen that clan. And then Bo-Katan says that Mando is a child of Death Watch or the Watch, whatever you want to put it. Is the child. It's a cult of Mandalorians that never take off their helmets. Never do. It's the old traditional way. She's the last of her line, she says. So after Bo-Katan dies, that's it. You know, she didn't have kids. But she might date Mando. I saw her little eyes. I saw her eyes going up and down with Mando. I saw it. Just so we know. She was trying to get Mando's Bask armor. She was. So Mando helps. So Mando goes to the ship, gets off the ship. He's like, fuck you, people. You're not real Mandos. They blow up the ship, and then Mando gets into trouble on the docks with the Quill, his brother, who tried to kill Baby Yoda. Now, I was like, you know what? Mando's going to kill you for that. Mando will kill you. So they save his ass once again, Bo-Katan and the Night Owls, and now we're off to have some dinner with them. We're off to dinner. So here we go. Mando talks to them about a Jedi, and Bo-Katan brings up a mission for her. So if you want the mission done, if Mando wants the Jedi, the mission has to be done with Bo-Katan to get to the Jedi. So Bo-Katan tells him Trask is a black market. They're selling Mandalore weapons that are from Mandalore and stealing them and selling them on the market. So they're going to hijack a ship to get the weapons and something very important to Bo-Katan and see if it's on the ship, which it wasn't. So Mando decides to join them. Bo says to bring the child. No, wait. I'm reading that wrong. Oh, so Mando asks for the Jedi. Who do they know? Like, do you know of the Jedi? He's trying to bring the child to the Jedi. And Bo, the other two Night Owls, look at each other like, how does he know about the Jedi? Maybe in a secret planet somewhere? Book? Magazine? I don't know. They were eating. Nothing. You know? Nothing. But she knows a Jedi. And then all the Ahsoka Tano fans were smiling ear to ear like I was. I was literally dying inside. Like, just say the name. That's all you got to do to kill me. That's all you got to do to kill me. That's all you got to do. But never said the name yet. Never did. So they get on the ship, start being badass against stormtroopers. Those stormtroopers never had a shot in hell. Just so we know. Never had a shot in hell. They were shooting their guns. I was like, you motherfuckers ain't getting out alive. Like, Bo-Katan was just murdering motherfuckers. Like, Bo-Katan was like killing them, like, shock, shock. I was like, all right, Bo, I know you're upset. It's all right. Calm down. Bo will take the ship. She complains that she will take the ship to the captain. Mando does not like it. She says she needs something. And we all know what that is. The dark saber. I put that in big words in my notes. The dark saber. Put that in big words. To restore Mandalore and her people. So Moff, I feel like we saw Moff Gideon for the first time in this series. Moff Gideon does know about the Mandalorians. He calls them pirates. But in deep down, you know who Bo-Katan is. You know who these Mandalorians are. So I think that will be brought up maybe in later episodes or later seasons, or just maybe a story. I don't know. But I think Moff Gideon does know about what happened in the Great Purge. Definitely. So the guy, he kills Moff Gideon, tells him, do whatever you got to do for the Empire. So Moff Gideon kills the two white guys right in the front. Boom, boom. Oh my God, they never had a chance. And then he tries to sacrifice his life for the Empire because you know the Empire is great. We love the Empire for no reason. Takes the ship down, but Bo-Katan, Mando, and her Night Owl will save the day. And then we get off to our next journey. Not yet, though. Not yet. Not yet for our next journey. So Mando asks again for the quest to where's the Jedi? Because Bo-Katan wants him to stay, but he declines the offer because he has to find the Jedi for the child. So Bo-Tel takes off her helmet and tells him there's a city. I'm going to say the city wrong. Really, I'm going to say it wrong. The city of Caldorn? Caldorn? Something like that. Right, Jelly? Or
I
Patty?
don't have to look good. I can't remember. I remember the planet, but I don't remember the city.
Yeah, the planet is Korvas, a plant, a forest planet. And you will find there Ahsoka Tano. And then I just died. That just made me die again. That I think I didn't watch the last 5 minutes of it or the last 2 minutes. I just died. Literally just died. That was it. And then tell her you were sent by Bo-Katan. And that is the fucking episode. On to chapter 12. Book closed, motherfuckers.
And then
So,
we realize Mon Calamari can't fix ships for shit.
they really can't. That was a terrible job. Terrible job. It was like Helen Keller designing a ship. That was, that's what Helen Keller would design. I felt so
You
bad.
think it goes here?
Yeah, like you can't fix a ship. You just put like wires and just like strings. Like you just attach it like a puppet. Like it was so bad. But what do you guys think of the episode?
Yeah, no, it was fucking awesome. I liked it a lot. It was what I was waiting for. Because, like, the last two episodes, I wasn't feeling it because I just felt like there were fillers. But this is what I was hoping for. I liked it a lot.
But as I told Patty, it's like it's about the journey. It's got to be a slow burn. And older episode three.
I'm
Either,
impatient.
yeah, we know. It's gonna be really solid. It's gonna be really solid, or there's gonna be something really epic that happens in it, and nothing but awesomeness throughout the episode. Honestly, I think the one issue I had with it is like those stormtroopers that got sucked out with that imperial officer. That imperial officer had no sense of urgency, and like it's.
Yeah, he was the stupidest captain ever.
Like he's like, close the doors, all of them. Like that was the worst acting I think I've seen since the prequels. But
Yeah, that was
it
bad.
was pretty. That was the only thing that I thought was like, it stuck out to me because I watched it again. It's like, man, this guy. I don't know what the hell. One of the things I think a lot of people will overlook, which I thought was actually really cool, is how like the main Imperial officer. Overlooking the ship, like how he killed himself, because it's like a throwback to like World War II, the Nazis, they had like cyanide pills hidden in their teeth in case they were ever captured, so they killed themselves, so no, they couldn't get information. So I thought that was kind of a cool little nod to World War II history. That's just,
Yes, we do.
yeah.
I was gonna say that I had that in my notes. He takes the pill and dies, but I like that. I think that thing better. That's. But yeah, are you guys still there?
Yeah.
Okay, because my phone rang. That's why people want to call me right now. Like, decline, motherfucker, decline.
I'm doing a fucking podcast.
Yeah, like no, what? like that's what I mean. Everybody bothers me when I do stuff. Everybody does. I don't know why. But yeah, so we're gonna be right back with a quick break. Do you guys have anything else to add for this episode and what you could change better?
Pati, you can go first. If you want.
At first, whenever like I really wanted to see Sabine,
but I did too.
I mean, I'm fine with Bo-Katan, honestly, but I really hope that we see her. So that would like be the only thing I would change is just see Sabine. But other than that,
I will also say, like, I knew Sasha Banks wasn't fucking Sabine from the beginning. There was no way. But I think, yeah, just having a better Imperial officer overall. Like, I'm really glad they said the name Ahsoka Tano. I really am, because she is one of my favorite characters of all time. But I think I would have gotten enough just with a little more mystery of Bo-Katan just saying, I know a Jedi, because I think everyone can assume we know which one she's talking about. But I haven't physically shaken during Disney Star Wars until that moment. And yeah, it was epic.
No, when I knew when Bo-Katan said Ahsoka Tano, because I have the subtitles up and everything. So even before she even said Ahsoka Tano, I just saw her name. I fucking died. I was like, what did she say? Say that again, Bo. Oh, she said Ahsoka. Okay, great. Because that's what I know. That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. That's just amazing. I can't wait to see my babe. Can't wait. Rosario Dawson better do her fucking justice. That's all I'm fucking saying.
Yeah, that's. I'm really nervous about seeing someone else do it. Do you think Ashley Eckstein will have a cameo in The Mandalorian? Like,
you know what, Joey? We got to take a break, and I'm going to leave you on that note. And then we're going to be right back with the Scavoli Tano show, guys. We're going to do our theories for Chapter 12. Will Ahsoka be in it? Will Ashley Eckstein not make an appearance but have the voice? Like what they did in Maul, what they did for Maul with Sam Witwer. We'll be right back on the Scavoli Tano show where secrecy is lying. Oh! What is up, everybody? We are back. Oh, we are back. I don't know what we're back from. I don't know what they were doing or what I was doing, but we are back. So this is the Scavoli Tano show. My God, I keep like stuttering my words today. Don't know how to even speak. I don't even know if that was a sentence, what I just said. Don't even know. Well, welcome back to the Scavoli Tano show. My two favorite guests in the whole entire world, Joey and Patty. I just say this to everybody that comes on the show, so don't feel special, guys. That's all I'm just saying.
Lies. Deception.
So, we're in the first half of the show, we talked about the recap. We talked about what happened in Chapter 11. And Chapter 11 was one of the best episodes in Mandalorian history. We all said that. Yep. But now on to Chapter 12. We all saw Chapter 11. We can go rewatch it, but it's never gonna change because we know what happens. We know what happens. But on to Chapter 12. Dun-dun-dun-dun. My singing voice. Got to get my singing ready. So what do you guys think will happen in Chapter 12?
It's going to go... It's going to be another one of those things. I think they set it up a lot like Season 1, where like first two episodes are kind of building up. The third one has like you pull the trigger, and then like 4 was kind of like the chill episode, but then it leads into the next thing. So I think for Chapter 12, it'll be another one of those where it's like kind of taking a step back, or at least the journey will be long. And I think we'll see Ahsoka at the very end of it. And then that's like the cliffhanger for that week to pump us up for the next week. What I think.
So you think she's gonna be in an episode and then in another one for a whole one?
Yeah, that's what. Okay, is probably most likely, I would think.
On to you, Patty. What are your predictions?
So I think we won't see Ahsoka in the next episode. I think it's going to be like another filler, but like a good one, I hope. And then it kind of ends with like them getting to the planet. And then episode after, we see Ahsoka.
You think so?
I think so. That's my theory.
Now on to mine, you know, on to my magical theory, you know. I think we won't see her, like Patty said. I don't think. Yes, too soon, because you have so many chapters left. You have 4 chapters left, because there's only 8 episodes. I don't know why they just do 8. But they only do 8 episodes. So I definitely think Ahsoka is just going to be mentioned. Like, what we all saw the trailer, and we all saw, like, he went back to Cara Dune and Grief and said, I need your help. What does he need help with? But I don't know. I really don't know what happened. I think he does ask them for help, but I don't know what the help is. You know, like, who is he really defeating? Or, you know, we had rumors going around with, I think Moff Gideon said it himself. John Carlos said it. He said there's going to be action between Mando and him. So maybe that is it. You know, maybe that's the maybe that's why we need help. You know, we saw some shots in the trailer of stormtroopers running, and I feel like that was already is already in it from this episode. You know, so I don't think we're definitely going to see Ahsoka, just like Boba Fett. We're someone's waiting in the wings of Star Wars, like going, yes, we lead them up to this and then we destroy their hearts. We destroy them, you know? So I definitely think we won't see Ahsoka next episode. If we do, thank Jesus. Thank Jesus the Lord. You know, my prayers have been answered. But my opinion is just like Boba Fett. We all thought Boba Fett was going to be in chapter 10, and he wasn't. You know, I don't know what the fuck Mando did with his armor, though.
Shit.
Sold that on eBay. Damn.
Got a few bucks.
He's like, he went to Unkar Plutt. What bullshins.
Yeah, like, he doesn't even have an honor no more, I don't think, or he kept it away. I don't even know what happened to him. He must have threw it out or something. It's just sad. Well, that's all I was going to say. But I agree with Patty. I think her name will definitely be mentioned. I think not Ahsoka Tano, but a Jedi. I think that word Jedi will be in the next couple episodes.
Yeah.
I think we have not seen the last of Bo-Katan, because that leaves us on a cliffhanger. What else? Sabine. She's still in it. I don't know who she's played by, people. I hope she's in it. I hope my source didn't fuck me over. Because then I would fuck him over. Yeah. That's what I'll do. But I hope she is in it. I hope she is played by someone that looks exactly like Sabine. You said the actress, Joey.
Tia Sirkar.
That would work, but I don't see it.
I kind of see it.
I see it more than Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
Really? I thought Sasha was spot on.
No.
I don't think she matches the race profile, because Sabine, like, Patty pointed out to me that she's, like, Pacific Islander, Filipino, or mixed. Sasha doesn't look like that.
You know what Sasha looks like? A hot version of me.
Oh, yes. Agreed.
That's what she looks like. Don't play with me. I love Sasha Banks. I really thought, because of her, like, WWE background, she would be like beating, matching Sabine, because Sabine's badass, just like Sasha. So I'm like, when I saw that name come up, I'm like, Reeves, what? That can't be. I started crying. My stomach died. And then that's it. I think I died inside. Once I saw that and I saw people's reactions and I'm like, they were so disappointed that I told them it was Sabine. And it's not.
You got people's hopes up.
I really did. I'm a hope killer.
You are.
I am.
You're not as bad as the sequel trilogy, so you're okay.
Yeah, I'm okay because I know Sabine will be in it. Because, you know, if Ahsoka's with Sabine, that's good. That's good. You know, now we know what happened to them. We know that they're still looking for Ezra or something like that. That's all I'm thinking. That maybe Sabine is with Ahsoka because they did leave together. And it only looks right if they're on the same planet, mm-hmm. you know? So that makes sense. That does make sense. But I definitely think, and agree, you guys can agree with me or not, you can give your opinion. I think Bo-Katan knows about this child than she's giving. Because when he said a Jedi, she looked at the baby like, that's not, what the fuck's that baby gonna do? Like, she looked at it. She was like staring at this child. Like, she was like,
Does she know about Yoda?
That's what I'm saying. Does she know about Yoda?
Because she knows about Ahsoka and Obi-Wan, so I feel like she might know.
Of Yoda? That's what I'm thinking, because they all looked at the child, even Sasha Banks' character, when she was slurping the squid in her mouth. Like, the baby was just looking at her, and Sasha just looked at the baby like, this is the child? Like, this is what, like, it has to be, like, Ahsoka, I hope Ahsoka doesn't go in clueless when we see her. Like, she doesn't go, oh, so this is going to be the next Jedi. I hope she already knows, like, oh, I've been hearing about this child. This child's wanted in over, like, these planets, you know? I hope she says something in that kind of realm. I hope she doesn't say anything like, oh, this is the child? Why? It looks like Yoda. But is it? Like, I hope it's not stupid. You know what I mean?
I hope
it's not stupid. Mm-hmm.
I guess it also depends on how disconnected they plan on setting her up as well.
Yes. Because how are you going to set her up?
Well, and then the other thing, too, is Giancarlo Esposito did say that he does spend a good amount of time with the child. So I have a feeling that we're not going to see Cara Dune and Greef Karga until the child is kidnapped by Giancarlo. I kind of wonder if in the next episode they're going towards like that, and then they capture the child while Mando's in his fucked up ship because it's hard for him to fly.
Helen Keller could have did a great job on that. But you know what I was just thinking of that popped into my head? I know this is like a theory. This is definitely a theory. This is not even going to happen. But I definitely think they lead to the Jedi, right? Bo-Katan leads them to Ahsoka. Mm-hmm. Ahsoka's not there, right? Ahsoka's just like, oh, okay. I'm not on that planet, but you named that planet anyway, you know? And then Bo-Katan is in on it with Moff Gideon. Dun, 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 dun. Like, because if you see, like, I was just looking at her face expression. That's all that I was looking at. Like, her talking, I loved everything about Katie Sackhoff plays Bo-Katan to the T. Love it, love it, love it. But her face expressions were really great. And I was just looking at them the whole time. Like, when she was talking to Mando, when she was on, when she was looking at the child, I was like, she's up to something. Like, that, or she's that good at making fucking face expressions. But, like, there's something going on here that we do not know of. But I feel like she's not up to something evil. I don't think she has evil intentions because she does want to bring Mandalore back to its people. And if she has a Darksaber, she'll be the ruler. Or she's bringing it to a rightful ruler, you know? But I really hope she's out there or not, like, just leading them into the child. Like, leading Din to Ahsoka. No buts, no ifs about it. You know, I hope we see Bo-Katan again, but that's just a theory I was just thinking because, you know, that could be like if we're not going to see Cara Dune. And like you said, he did say, I think I saw that interview He does have a good, quite amount of time with the child. Or that's just on his free time. He just goes into Lucasfilm and steals the child every day and just takes it out for walks. I don't know.
Yeah, this $5 million piece of equipment. Hey, can I borrow it for a sec?
Can I borrow that? I would. I would be there every day.
I'm sure you would.
I would have a leash and fucking walking it. That's what I would be doing.
With your the onesie?
Hell yeah, my onesie and eating pizza. Maybe soup. Maybe chicken nuggets, because he likes chicken nuggets. Yes. He likes chicken nuggets.
Yeah, that fucked up chowder that the Mon Cal, they needed a fucking health department to shut down that chowder joint.
They really did. That was gross. And the squid, like, who fucking, you don't even cook the squid? Like, the squid just fucking comes out of nowhere and just fucking attacks the baby. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck's going on here?
Then Sasha Banks slurping that tentacle while it was moving. I was like, what the fuck?
I bet you she didn't even swallow that. She might have fucking throw that shit up, though. She was like, this is not on my diet. I don't have a six-pack just for a reason. she eats healthy. I follow her on Instagram. So she eats healthy, so I don't know what that was. Maybe it just was, like, soup, and they just added that effect.
Protein fix.
But any last theories or predictions of what's coming up in Chapter 12? And definitely onward of The Mandalorian, because it is rumored that they're filming the end of the year, this year, and it will be out in 2021 in the fall, just like it happening is now. So spill your predictions and theories, my two lovely friends that are smarter than me.
I don't know about smarter.
Yeah. Well, for me, here's the thing. I'm not one to be like to have theories. I just hate them. I'm not that kind of person, but I'm hoping that we get to know what species, like the name of the species of Yoda and the child. I think that would be cool. And honestly, that's all I have.
That's all I got.
Yeah, because, you know, like I said, I'm just one to go with the flow. Like, whatever happens, I like it or not.
Oh, okay. That's a good analogy.
Yeah. Yeah, but Joey is, though. He'll give you a down.
So, what I think.
Here we go. Get ready, guys. Get your tea. Get a
2 hours now.
Yeah, get a magazine, because when Joey talks, he talks. Guys.
Kind of to what you said, Chris, that I think would be cool since you mentioned it earlier was like having Ahsoka just be like, here's the keys to the kingdom knowledge of everything, and like, you guys are so far off base, you don't know what the fuck you're doing, and you need me. I think that would be a cool conversation. The other thing too is, when I mentioned it earlier to you guys, is like, this is already the third chapter, or chapter 11, you know, for this season, and they already, like, we got Boba Fett, we got Bo-Katan, we got fucking Ahsoka is now mentioned in name. There has to be something that they've hidden under wraps, and I have a good feeling it's either going to be Luke, or it's going to be a Palpatine connection, because there has to be a bigger puppet master than Gideon. And I think he's a fucking inquisitor, because him escaping from, you know, being executed, he had to have done something. And I think he's a force user, and Giancarlo keeps going, yeah, he's really good with that darksaber. And I'm like, yeah, he's really good with it. Inquisitor, because what happened to all the inquisitors after, you know? So I think he's an inquisitor. Definitely going to be more reveals towards the end of the season. I really want to see a conversation between Luke and Ahsoka, because that was her master's son, and I think they have some kind of connection, and it would be really cool. But I don't want to see the child leave the Mando, because they are like father and son, and I don't see him giving up the child completely.
No, I always said this before even season 2 came out on my podcast. Mando's not giving that child up. It's not even father and son. Like, you've been with that child, like, since day one. Like, I don't know how long episodes are or, like, what, like, time frame it is or how long he has the child for. But he definitely is not giving that child up. And if he does, there goes $10 billion out the door of Disney.
That's true.
Yeah.
They're making so much money. My whole room, I don't know how much I spent on Baby Yoda merchandise. But, like, you're not just getting rid of the child. That's one thing that you're not. So I definitely agree with you on that, Joey. I hope we get Luke and Ahsoka. I hope we get some dialogue from Ahsoka and Mando. I really hope Ahsoka tells everything about the Jedi and everything, what happened, the Order 66, and why is Ahsoka Tano in exile and stuff like that.
Do you think she's actually in exile? And then that question, and then who else do you really think will show up in this season?
I think Ahsoka Tano is in hiding for some reason. I don't know why, because like you said before we started the podcast, she just wouldn't be sitting around doing nothing. And that always stuck with me. That always stood with me. If someone said to me, like, oh, what happens if they did that? What happens? Why is Ahsoka that? I think Ahsoka is in exile because she is still not over Order 66. She is still not over that. Even with Vader. Like, after Vader, you never saw her again. She went in the portal and was like, bye, bitches. Like, see you later, you know? And then after we saw the last episode of Sabine and then Ahsoka off, the Empire was gone. But now you see the Empire coming back. You know, the Empire never died when Darth Vader died. You know, it never died. So even if it didn't die, we still have those codes of Jedi still out there. You know, Vader never had a Christmas list and said, okay, I killed Obi-Wan. All right, next. Qui-Gon's dead already. All right, next one. So, like, Ahsoka Tano. Like, oh, okay, we have to kill her. Never did that. So even with Luke, like, Luke was always on that list. So, like, Luke went off on his journey. You know, he found things. He found out things. But he was hiding. You know, he's in exile still because what happened with Ben. You know, he didn't want that ever happen again. And then he comes out again. You know, I'm here. Yeah, you're right. Let's help Rey. We're going to defeat Kylo together. You know, and then he dies. And then he doesn't die. He just goes one with the Force. Just goes into the Force. So I feel like Ahsoka, she's definitely in exile. I hope she says something. Why is she on this damn planet? The forest fucking planet. You're not planting fucking roses, motherfucker. You're not planting roses. So I hope that. And then the second question. What was the second question again, Joey? If you can repeat that.
Who do you think is going to show up in the season? And do you think they're going to have big roles?
I think we have not mentioned Sabine yet. So I'm hoping Sabine is up there. I hope she's in it. I hope my sources are good and they tell me the truth. I hope so. We definitely know Ahsoka's in it. We're definitely going to get someone else. I don't know who. But there's definitely things. We're not going to get Luke. Definitely not Luke. Like I said to you before we did the podcast, Ezra. Maybe an Ezra connection or Thrawn connection or not. No, I didn't say that. I said maybe not a connection to them because there hasn't been so far. Unless they just start throwing like blue monsters out. Hey, I saw a blue guy. And then we go, oh, that's Thrawn. And then like whales we see. If we start seeing whales, then I might get on the theory with Ezra. I might get on that theory. But I don't know. I don't think we're going to see Palpatine in this series. I think Palpatine is in hiding also, pulling strings. There's definitely someone above Moff Gideon, definitely. But we don't know who that is, and I hope we find that out. And then the Empire never dies, you know? Like it's long live the Empire, like they say in the show, like they said in this episode, you know? So I definitely think Moff Gideon is a Force user. He just hasn't showed it yet. If he's not, then I don't care, because then that's an advantage for Mando and Bo-Katan. Because if they ever have to face off against Moff Gideon, you know, that's a good fighting stance or a good fighting position. With Ahsoka, I definitely think you're only going to see her one episode. I think Boba Fett will see again. And I think I don't think anyone else is going to be in it. If someone else is in it, then we just don't know. And Lucasfilm really did a really good job at hiding it. Really good.
Because they hid the child. So I'm like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. If like all that leaked information was a misdirect, so we focus on it. And they're saving something big. Like,
yeah.
For the ending.
Or I'm going to give you a little spoiler, guys. This is a little... I'm under contract with Lucasfilm. I gotta say, I'm under contract with Lucasfilm. I am the father of the child, and that will be shown in episodes to come. They will know that I banged Yaddle, that girl, before she died, and we had a baby.
You like cougars. Chris, like,
I like the cougars. You know, I like the fake makeup on them, the puppet. Love it. Yeah. So that's what I have coming. That's the big
thing. Well, now we know.
Now you know. Now you got to get ready for it. So I might be in my Kermit the Frog outfit or like with a Jedi cloak on. Just so you know, you be ready. Be ready. But yeah, that's what I think so far. That's how I'm thinking. Anything else, guys, to add before we head out?
I have a question. Do you think the Mando will die, like, at the very end of the, like, the whole series?
Do I think Mando will die?
I think he will. I think you have to kill off someone that's important.
No.
And I think it's the Mando.
Then who gets the child?
His species.
Me. It's rightful ruler. But I think no. I don't think Mando dies because we do see the Razor Crest in The Rise of Skywalker.
Oh.
So, and Mando does 5 years before the Force Awakens. So, it will be old, but he'll still be able to fucking drive. I think. But if not, if he does die, I definitely think the child definitely. Is driving that Razor Crest in The Rise of Skywalker. If it's not Mando, definitely.
Do you think they'll end the show like they ended Rebels with an epilogue or like like where they show kind of where they go off, or how do you think they're going to end the series? Because I think it's just going to be Mando and his son riding off into the sun.
Maybe
going to that village and he hooks up with that one lady, then Bo-Katan is like, fucking bitch ain't a Mando and you're gonna
happy ending.
How do I think it will end? I think it will end. Baby Yoda grows up. He learns the way of the Force. He learns the way of the Mandalorian. He learns the way of the Force. Because he is a Force user, Baby Yoda. We've all seen it. You know? He just doesn't know how to use it. So he will learn the ways, like Yoda, and learn the ways to be a Mandalorian. And he will teach a new set of Jedi, just like Yoda, then maybe a new Republic. Because we only know out there that's Rey. You know, just Rey is out there that we know of, you know. But I definitely think he does his own little Yoda thing. And then Mandalorian is just his little master. It's his master. And he just learns from Baby Yoda will be a Padawan. And I think that's how it ends. They end on... You know, we have to fight the Empire again. And Mando's for it. Rebels' ship is there for it, you know. And then we kill the Empire, just like in The Rise of Skywalker. And then we have a Lego series. And then Rey fights Vader, you know. And then that's it. Because Rey has to go back in time because she has to get James Bond. I don't know what the... I don't want to get started on that. It's a whole different topic. But that's it. That's all I gotta say, guys.
I think it's probably gonna end also with like a, you know, the how they have the first Mandalorian Jedi. I think the child will be the Mandalorian Jedi.
I would be a proud father. I would be a proud white Italian father.
Lightsaber.
Oh my! I want that. Can they put that on Galaxy's Edge now? Yeah, like, can they do that?
That first order crap.
Yeah, we need Baby Yoda merch and Ahsoka merch.
It's like, just turn Galaxy's Edge into like Filoni's playground of Clone Wars, Rebels, Mando.
Yeah, that's what we do now. That's what I like. And then guys, before we go, just so you know, Star Wars Celebration is still upon us. It will be all year round. If you have tickets, go buy merch now, because if I had a ticket, it would be all sold out because I would buy the whole fucking thing. But if you don't have a ticket, public Star Wars Celebration opens November 20th. I think it's next Friday. Yes, I think it's next Friday. It will be open at 12 Eastern time. I'll have all good merch. I already have Baby Yoda merch picked out for me and Ahsoka merch. Get pins by Danny Hess. Art of Danny is an amazing artist. Get his pins. His pins are fucking phenomenal. And then my friends, how do you say your name? How do you say the names again? Harris Hideout. Follow them on Instagram. They're amazing. Patty and Joey, love them so much. They will be back later next year, maybe in February episode. They're great people. Go check out the store. I just dropped a pin today, so go check that out. Padawan versus Master. Grade B pins are out now on my store. Link in the Scavoli store bio. And Joey, Patty, where can everybody find you?
At Harris Hideout on Instagram. And then Harris Hideout on Etsy as well.
Okay. There you have it. Go find them. Go buy their stuff because they have great Harrapin. They have great pins coming out. A Yoda pin they have coming out, or it's already out. And then we will talk to them later in the year about more pin drops. You know, they're never done making pins, and I love watching them grow every day. like a proud father. But you guys can follow me at Chris_Scavoli. What happens, Patty? Daddy Chris. There we go. Daddy Green Monster Chris made the baby. There you go. But you guys can follow me on Instagram, Chris_Scavoli, at the Scavoli Store on Instagram, at Scavoli Tano Show on Instagram. I have 3 accounts, so stop it. You all have 4 accounts, just so you guys know. And then follow me on Facebook. Add me as a friend. You know, for all you old motherfuckers that don't know how to work a camera or a phone, you guys have Facebook for some reason. You know, you just have Facebook. That's where we go to now. You guys can add me as a friend on Chris Scavoli. I accept everybody. So that's it. You guys are listening to the Scavoli Tano Show. Thank you, Joey and Patty. Harris Hideout. Love you guys so much. Thank you for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man.
You're welcome, guys. You're welcome. Spoiler alert, this is a spoiler episode. I said in the beginning, I'll say it at the end. You're listening to the Scavoli Tano Show. I'm going to have my voice lessons now because I want to sound like Beyonce one day. That's my dream in life. To be Lemonade. That's it. Did that. Have a great day, guys. The episode will be out maybe tomorrow at 1 Eastern. So mark those in your calendars, Joey and Patty. And then, yeah, that's it. You're listening to the Scavoli Tano Show, the most important show. And may the Force be with you.